longest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today during the first half hour. My co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, is going to join me. We're going to talk about ginseng. Many of you have heard about it. What is it? What's it good for? What does it do? We're going to get into that. And then we're going to change it up and be joined by Brooks Kubik for an episode of Physical Culture Radio. Start where you are. And this is an important discussion. You say it, but do you actually live it? We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. But without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Hey, Carl.
I hear you have to give a shout out because we have two special listeners in the audience. They love the show. Who are they? Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, my friend Matt Beatty sent me a message yesterday saying that his two kids they love Science for Human. They love listening to what we do. So I wanted to shout out to first Hendrick. Hendrick is 7 years old today, so happy birthday. And June, she is four. So I'm so glad that you guys like the show.
How do you like that?
I got kids, you know, that's great.
So technically, four and seven, I'd say Hendrick and June are our youngest listeners, huh?
They are, and you know, they must be well educated to listen to the show, so we'll have to do a kid special sometime.
Yeah, that's really a good, that's exactly what I was just thinking. I guess we gotta do some kid topics maybe, you know?
Yeah, there might be more kids listening, you know, through their parents and stuff than we know about.
This is an interesting topic, about ginseng. Ginseng, intrigued me when I was in college because I read a series of books called the Foxfire books. These were books put together by college students who went through the Appalachian Mountains and learned what these people knew for posterity, because they knew that in decades these things would be lost. Things like making your own soap, tanning your own hides. And one of the things, one whole chapter was dedicated to ginseng. And back then, that really intrigued me. So what exactly is ginseng, Dr. J?
You know, and it's interesting because we're kind of going off the road here. You know, this is what typically was called Eastern medicine or Chinese medicine.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever been to China, but they don't have drugs and doctors like we have. They use these herbs for all their treatment. I remember once when I was over there, a guy I was traveling with kind of caught one of those traveling colds, and it got pretty bad because his temperature went up. He went to the emergency room. And he came back with a bunch of herbs, and he was like, "What is this?" I'm like, "You're in China. Take it." And boy, I think within like a day, it actually cured it all up. So pretty cool stuff.
Now, isn't that funny? But, the medical orthodoxy here would say that's foolish. They don't work as good as drugs. But clearly, your friend's experience would be contrary to that.
No. It would. And, you know, you look at how healthy those communities are, and they don't have all the drugs and stuff we do. But, you know, that's the cool thing. I always think that, you know, everything that we need is in nature. And, you know, ginseng is a very interesting herb because it grows wild. So it wasn't that anybody genetically modified it. We didn't make it. It was just growing out in nature. And the word comes from the, ginseng comes from the Chinese word rinxin, which literally translates into man root. And the way they got that is this root actually looks like a man's legs and a man, so that's why you know, it was thought to contain all of these manly type things. But boy, you know, we're talking about 5,000 years ago up in the Manchuria Mountains in China was when this thing was kind of first discovered, and you know, the rich and the famous back then were the ones starting to use it. But essentially, it's a root that grows in the ground.
You know, it's funny because in those books that I was talking about, the Foxfire books, if anybody ever get copies of those, grab them. That's what they call, the people in Appalachian Mountains call it man root for the same reason. If you look at the root that's in the picture on today's show, the root on the bottom it really looks like a man. It looks like a man's legs, a man's two arms, a man's head, a man's torso. No wonder why they called it man root. It really looks like a human being.
Well, absolutely. You know, so, you know, again, it started back then. I mean, you know, through Asia at the time as it was called. And, you know, they just found there was so many benefits from it. You know, they would use it for all different types of cures. So, you know, all the emperors would have, you know, this available. They kind of monopolized all of it for theirs. So they would harvest it, they would dry it, they would keep it. And this was kind of like gold because to them, you know, health was as important as having riches, you know, because what good is money if you're not healthy? It wasn't until like 1716 that a Jesuit priest in Canada, you know, he had heard about this herb, and he started researching, and he actually found some in Canada, and that's kind of when it was introduced into America, and that was the first of the American ginseng. So there's a lot of different types of ginsengs. And one of the things I was going to talk about here real quick, because it's pretty interesting, in America, it's called sang. And I don't know if you know this or not, but it is huge business.
People make entire livings collecting ginseng that grows underneath trees. And people, you said it's like gold. If you get caught on someone's quote-unquote mountainside picking their ginseng, you get shot in this country.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, we're talking about West Virginia, Kentucky, some parts of Colorado, Wisconsin, you know, cool climates up there. But I just wanted to give you this, that ginseng comes in different grades. So, again, you know, when we're talking about a dietary supplement, this is why it's so important to know where things come from. Because as ginseng comes in different grades, so do other things. But the most expensive ginseng is a 15 to 40 year old plant. $1,400 per pound is the going right now. And even the cheap stuff that, you know, again, is within a year or two is paying like $200 a pound. But that's how sought after ginseng is. And you're absolutely right. There was actually a reality show, I think, last year called Appalachian Outlaws or something. And it was pretty interesting because it was all about ginseng. You know, these guys out there harvesting their ginseng and, you know, shooting at people that trespassed on their wild land that they didn't even own because it just grows out in the wild.
Now, do we have the types of ginseng in this country that they have? Like, I know Korean ginseng is supposed to be popular. There's another one called Panax, P-A-N-A-X ginseng. Do those grow here in the United States, or are those only from Asia?
Yeah, those are from Asia. We actually what we have is called white ginseng or American ginseng, and it actually is the most expensive of all the ginsengs. The Panax usually comes from China, the Korean, named after because it was found in Korea. You got your red ginsengs, which again come from overseas. They are, you know, planting some ginsengs, but for the most part, it grows wild. It's not something that you can really domestically plant. For whatever reason,
I always wondered that. That's something that always boggled my mind. It's like if this wonderful plant that's worth so much money, why not just cultivate it and grow it on your own land? It doesn't grow, huh?
You know, it must not. I mean, because again, it's got to be cool. It's got to be up in the mountains. It's got to be untouched.
Uh-huh.
And it takes years. It isn't something that, you know, you plant the seed and you harvest it in the late summer. You know, this takes 5, 6, 10 years. I mean, 40 years for the good stuff, you know. And again, I don't know what's the difference between a 40-year-old ginseng and a 5-year-old ginseng, but apparently the Chinese doctors know the difference. But, you know, ginseng contains alkaloids. You know, that's what's really important. The ginsengicides are what's found in the Panax, the Americans. The Siberians contain some erythrocytes, some different types of things. But essentially, they're all in one big family. I think there's like 11 different species of ginseng thus far that have been identified.
Okay, hold on a second. So the ginsengicide is what's mostly standardized when you buy a ginseng supplement, right?
Correct. You can buy it two ways. So if you just see a label that says, for instance, Panax ginseng, What that means is they've taken the root, they've dried it, and then they've grounded up the root. So you're basically getting the whole thing. That's what China does. They don't usually standardize those things. They like the whole root, the way it is, dried. You either chew on it, you make a tea out of it. They will grind it up for capsules. Now, you know, with advanced extraction processes, you know, we now know that some of the active constituents that is in that ginseng is probably what is causing all the benefits. So by taking 1 pound of ginseng or taking 5 pounds of ginseng and making 1 pound of extract, we can concentrate out those active constituents. Mm-hmm. Now, you can imagine if it's $1,400 just for a pound out of the ground, what is that going to cost, you know, from processing, extraction, and then somebody making a profit on it? I mean, you're looking at, you know, several thousand dollars a kilo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty expensive stuff.
Let's just talk about how they make extracts for just a second. I learned this about ginger. They probably do the same thing with ginseng. So they take the whole root, they grind it up, and then they soak it usually in ethyl alcohol. And then they take that liquid, and then they find the medium, and it could be ground up ginseng powder, and then they spray it back on so that you actually have 10 times the concentration of all the things found in the ginseng sprayed onto a smaller amount of, let's say, cellulose fiber or something like that. And that's how they end up with these 10-to-1 and 20-to-1 extracts, right?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, you know, and depending on what you're extracting, you know, you can do a water extraction, which when you make coffee in the morning or you make tea, you are actually doing water extraction because you're taking X amount of a ground and you end up with something more concentrated. Now, with the water extraction, you're pulling out caffeine and, you know, some of the polyphenols. But ethanol or methanol will actually rupture the cell sac of these herbs. And that's why alcohol a lot of times is used in the extraction process. But you're absolutely right. You know, typically you would run it through a machine where essentially it's like running the coffee grounds over and over again until there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got this liquid. You could spray dry it onto a carrier, or you could actually just freeze dry it as it is so you even get a more concentrated. So depending on what you want the concentration to be would depend on, you know, how you dry it. And again, you know, it takes several pounds to end up with a small amount of that finish. But again, the concentration is extremely high.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, let's talk about what ginseng is good for. We understand where it comes from now and that there's different qualities of ginseng. But there's lots of information out there. Ginseng is one of those things that's been studied for thousands of years. So let's see if we can tease out the folklore and find out what it really benefits us. How about that, Dr. J?
Sounds good.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Human. For humans. No, just me, human. All right, we'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Go, 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 go. Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking about ginseng. You know, when I was a young man, Dr. Jeff, I remember ginseng was marketed to the elderly. It was supposed to increase the quality of life and increase energy as you aged. Has any of that stuff actually been proven? What can we actually say ginseng is good for?
You know, obviously Western scientists, as we're called here, and health professionals, they don't put a whole lot of benefits into any herbs. Although, you know, several years ago they did come out with the PDR for herbal medicine, so they at least started to recognize. But there has been studies. You know, I mean, I think as an energy provider, ginseng helps with stimulating physical and mental activity. There was a study that the Mayo Clinic did that revealed that ginseng showed good results in helping cancer patients with fatigue. So there has been studies, but no one's really put a lot of money into it because the drug industry hasn't figured out how to tap into this. And obviously those are the guys that do most of the studies. But there's also been some studies, these ones were done in China, on just cognitive function, you know, being able to think better. They published some research in the Cochrane Library. Now, they said it wasn't really conclusive, but, you know, again, there was enough people that seemed to be able to mentally process things better using ginseng. Anti-inflammatory effects. This comes from the ginsenosides. There's been a couple published studies showing that ginseng could help with some anti-inflammatory. Now, this is one that was interesting. One of its claims of fame in China is cancer prevention.
Really?
Yeah. They say that substances in ginseng have anti-cancer properties. And a few population studies in Asia have linked the herb's consumption to a lower risk of cancer. So, you know, there's some studies being done, but, you know, really what they're looking at is, geez, why is there cancer in this area but not in this area? And these guys, everyone eats ginseng. So, you know, that's kind of how they are determining. Probably ginseng here in the U.S. is usually found in male-type products, hence the male root, erectile dysfunction.
Libido enhancers.
Libido. And there's a British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology said that there is evidence for the effectiveness of red ginseng in the treatment of erectile dysfunction. So, again, we're seeing lots of this. Again, another thing that it's used in China for is flu. You know, it's the cure for the common cold. So I think everybody gets ginseng, whether they're tired, you know, they have cancer, you know, inflammation, sickness. It's kind of the all-around thing. And there have been several studies that show that it seems to help with the treatment and prevention of influenza and different types of respiratory viruses, RSVs. I've used it before. It's not a regular part of my supplement regimen. But, you know, I think it's pretty good. And I think the whole idea behind, you know, kind of going off the normal beaten path is we usually are just talking about, you know, proteins and foods and vitamins and minerals. But you got this whole botanical thing happening everywhere else in the world. And, again, it's an option for people who are looking for a natural way to feel better.
You know, it's funny. You said something before that that the pharmaceutical industry hasn't figured out how to profit from this yet. And usually what they do is they look at the standardization. They say, oh, the ginsenicides are where the magic is. And so then they synthesize those, and then they patent it, and then they sell them as a drug. But then we find out that there's more going on in the root than just the ginsenicides. And so the reality is that modern-day doctors – well, maybe a few exceptions, but the majority of modern day doctors are not going to tell their patients about these herbs or even things that are well known as adaptogens like ashwagandha or rhodiola that have been proven time and time again to work and effective. They're not going to recommend them. The reason they're going to cite that they're not going to recommend them, keep in mind, is, well, it's a dietary supplement. There's really no way to tell the quality. Next time you ask your physician, hey, doc, what do you think about ginseng? He's going to say, well, I really don't know much about it. It's a dietary supplement. You really don't know what you're getting. Then ask him a second question. Say, but let me ask you a question. If I have a company that that actually publishes their lab analysis of what they're selling and it is what it says it is, what do you think about ginseng? Question off the table of the quality. Tell them you found somebody who actually is pharmaceutical grade. They published their research. They published their lab analysis and say, so now what do you think about ginseng? And he won't have an answer. And the reason he won't have an answer is because he knows zero about it. He was about to poo-poo it because it's an over-the-counter supplement and, quote-unquote, the FDA doesn't regulate that, which isn't true. That's a lie. You can correct them on that one, too. But that's BS because we have pharmaceutical drugs every day that are manufactured improperly and hurt people, and then there's a recall. So,
well, and do you know where your drug is being manufactured? Absolutely not. I mean, most of these, even American companies, are making their products in Mexico. You know, it's cheaper. They don't have all the regulations here. But I think what it comes down to is, you know, as I said earlier, there is something that doctors all doctors at least have some copy. It's usually an old copy. They don't keep up with it. It's called the PDR, the Physician's Desk Reference. And what this does is it lists every drug, how to use it, what the side effects are, and what it's good for. And this is kind of the Bible for doctors. Doctors will always go look up that PDR. Now, it comes out on a regular basis where they're always adding and updating things. They have studies. About 7-8 years ago, the PDR people came out with the Physician's Desk Reference for herbal botanicals. Studies, what it's good for, side effects, the same thing as a drug. And then they came out with one for nutritional supplements. The problem is, you know, they will say, okay, well, I believe the PDR guys, they're the holy grail here, but I don't want to believe them over here. I don't want to even look at that.
Yeah, isn't that
look
something?
At all, I mean, you know, it's well done. I mean, it tells you what side effects, what it does, what the studies are.
And I know that would be a great, that would be a great question to say to your doctor and say, so let me get this straight. You believe in the science, in the physician's desk reference when it talks about pharmaceutical drugs, but you don't buy it when it comes to over-the-counter supplements and herbal supplements. So you selectively choose what science to believe and what not. Maybe I should choose a different doctor.
Well, you know what? I just went in not too long ago for my, my yearly checkup. You know, I like to get my blood done, and my doctor, of course, knows that I don't do any drugs, and very rarely will I even take anything. He looks at me and goes, you want a flu shot? I go, nope. He goes, why not? I said, well, wait till you get my blood test back. So he gets my blood test back, and he calls me. He goes, well, keep doing what you're doing. And I said, doc, you know what I do. I said, you know, you guys need to look at what we do at our industry, because I'm not taking any drugs other than a little bit of allergy spray, you know, for my nose, but I don't take anything else. And look at what my blood does compared to all the people that you guys put on all these drugs. I said, so maybe you better crack that botanical and nutritional supplement PDR.
Right.
He just started laughing and said, yeah, you're probably right. But they just don't have time. You know what I mean?
They don't have time. Okay. You know what? I only partially buy that. They obviously have the time to have some pharmaceutical rep come in and tell them why they should start prescribing this and that. Jeff, so Dr. J, where should people get their ginseng supplements, and how should they choose to buy and where?
Yeah, and you know, my recommendation is you always get these things from your local health food store. You know, brands like Now, Solgar, you know, these are reputable brands. They do a lot of testing. They're in this marketplace. Don't go buy them from, as I say, the dollar stores or the big box stores, or buying online where you can find the cheapest. Buy them from your local health food stores, because these people know the brands. They talk to the owners. They make sure that they're carrying good things, because this is their reputation on the line. They are well-educated people, and they don't bring brands in that they don't personally believe in or try. So, again, if you want to try some ginseng, find your local health food store and go in there and talk to them. Ask them about ginseng and which brand that they recommend. They will, you will find out how educated they are and that they know everything about everything in that store.
Have you ever taken ginseng?
I have. You know, it's been some time since I used it, but when I was bodybuilding, yeah, I did use it on a fairly regular basis. It was one of the first herbs that I actually found out about. You know, I thought that it did help me just kind of with my overall mental acuteness. I was trying not to do as much caffeine stuff as we had done in the past, and I was looking for alternatives.
I remember buying a ginseng tea about 10 years ago and drinking it every morning. I actually enjoyed the flavor. It has a very interesting earthy kind of tangy flavor. It's very, very enjoyable for people who like teas. And I may go ahead and get some more, I think.
Yeah, I've got a couple teas that have it in it. You normally find it with, like, ginger and stuff. A lot of these teas that are good for, you know, cold and flu and different ailments, that's where a lot of times you will see ginseng. So I do have a couple that during the wintertime that I do drink. But, yeah, I think it's good. Try the tea, if anything else, you know, and you definitely feel better from it.
I just bought a ginkgo biloba tea, because ginkgo biloba is good for your brain, but it's good for blood flow throughout the whole body. And I may try to find some ginseng tea and make my own concoction and see how it tastes. We'll talk about it on a future Science for Humans. How's that sound?
I'll try to find some when you're out here later in the week, and we'll mix them up, huh?
Yeah, so that's right. Just a reminder, this Friday, Good Friday, it's going to be a really good Friday. It's going to be a great Friday, because Elisa Profumo and I will be out in Montana with Dr. J doing our once-a-quarter casual Friday show from AAP headquarters. So don't miss that for sure. We'll see you for steaks very shortly after we train, I guess, right?
Absolutely, and thanks to everybody. And, you know, if you have a question, go to Superhuman Radio, ask the scientist, ask me anything you need. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Jeff Galini, and appreciate your support.
And also look for his soon-to-be-coming Facebook page, Supplement Santa.
Yes.
everybody who asks for a sample of something gets a big box of all sorts of goodies. So don't forget that.
One guy said something the other day that I think kind of summarizes it up. He said, boy, talking about over-delivering.
Yeah, under-promising and over-delivering, that's for sure, huh? All right, Dr. J. So we'll see you in a few hours, actually. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good. Take care, Carl.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik, and we have a very special episode of Physical Culture Radio. We're going to put all of you to the test today. Two tests, actually. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic. So we have a lot of good things to talk about. Before we start doing that, do we have anything to plug today for brookscubic.com? Any new releases? You still have the books for sale, right? You're still selling books.
Yeah. We are doing a massive used book training course and magazine sale. And what I'm doing is I'm putting lists of things on the Dinosaur Training blog. So people can go to my website, brookscubic.com, www.brookscubic.com, brookscubic.com. And there's a drop-down bar at the top of the website that will take you to the Dinosaur Training blog. And in the blog, just start scrolling through the posts, and you'll find different posts that have lists of books or courses or magazines, all from my personal collection that I'm selling. And there's some stuff that is one of a kind, very rare, very unusual. There's a lot of really neat older material. For example, Strength and Health magazine. I've got complete years for some years in the 1930s, for some years in the 1940s. And we're selling those as sets. So you get 12 issues in one set, a full year of, for example, Strength and Health from, say, 1940 or 41. Really good prices on everything. And we're just trying to get everything out there and let a lot of people really upgrade their physical culture and strength training library. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Cool.
And we're releasing new stuff all the time. So, you know, people need to be checking. And the best thing to do is to sign up for my daily emails at the Dinosaur Training blog. That way, whenever there's something new and I send a link, you'll get an email. You'll know about it. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm posting there. I'm posting on Instagram and on Facebook. And, of course, on Physical Culture Radio.
Yeah, you've sold a lot of books so far, haven't you?
We've sold a ton of books and magazines. You know, last week, for those who were not listening last week, we actually opened the book course and magazine sale by letting people know that we were going to be selling old issues of Strength and Health. And I actually had someone who got right in the door and ordered a particular set that he wanted as a result of listening to Superhuman Radio, Physical Culture Radio. So that was a pretty exciting bonus for Physical Culture Radio fans.
All right, so today we have an interesting discussion, and the discussion actually is something I've been wanting to talk about for myself too. You know, a lot of these things that we talk about are things that I'm living through, and I feel that if you're not living through it already, you may be sometime in the future, and this would do some good. But in order for me to segue into what I want to talk about, we have to start out with something interesting, and that is, if you could guess who this particular person is, you will receive two boxes of Live On Labs lipospheric vitamin C. Each one of these boxes is worth about $40 each. So one lucky winner guesses the person. You send the answer to onair@superhumanradio.com. If you're the lucky, the first person who guesses right, you'll get two boxes of Live On Labs lipospheric vitamin C. It's a small prize, but it makes it interesting. So let's start out with your story first, Brooks, about someone with meager beginnings.
So today's email to the recipients of emails from my email list, and I also posted this on the Dinosaur Training blog, so you can go there if you want to go back and read it. You don't need to take notes. Just listen. We're having a contest, and what I'm doing, I'm giving away a free copy of my book, Legacy of Iron, to the first person who gets the right answer, sending me an email, info@brookscubic.com. First person who gets the right answer to the Name the Mystery Man challenge. So here's the details on the mystery man. Try to guess who this person is based on the actual weights and exercises he used in his very first workout. We actually have records of this. We know exactly what he did. And I'll give you another clue. He was 17 years old, and he weighed 165 pounds. He began his first workout with standing barbell presses. He used 40 pounds. Now, to put that in perspective, I was pressing 40 pounds at age 11, and I was weighing something like 86 pounds. So 40 pounds at age 17, that's not real impressive. And consider this. A standard Olympic barbell weighs 45 pounds. Okay? So this guy is starting with less than the weight of an unloaded Olympic bar. So he uses 40 pounds in his presses. Then he does floor presses because he doesn't have a bench. So it's essentially a barbell bench press on the floor. Uses 60 pounds on that. And again, to put it in perspective, that's an Olympic barbell with a 5 and a 2.5 on each side. And next he does curls with 40 pounds again. Then he does some straight arm pullovers while he's lying on the floor with 30 pounds. And he finishes up with something called the barbell triceps push away, which I think is similar to a dumbbell tricep kickback, but you're using a barbell.
Right.
And I don't know what he used on that, but I'm guessing that it was pretty light, probably just 25 or 30 pounds. Maybe it was a 15-pound exercise bar. Not much to it. And that was the whole workout. There was no leg work. There was no back work. There were a whole lot of things that I would recommend for someone getting started that he didn't do. And if you notice, for a 17-year-old man weighing 165 pounds, he was using really, really, really light weights. And if you had watched him take that workout, you would have never imagined, you would have never dreamed that someday he was going to be an Iron Game legend. That's his first workout. So, if you think you know who it is, send Carl an email. Carl, what's the email address?
The email address is onair@superhumanradio.com, and that'll get you two boxes of lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. They're worth about $40 each. Go ahead. And yours, your prize, they'd have to send to info@brookscubic.com, and that's a Legacy of Iron book, right?
Right. And for both of us, it's the first person in the email box with the right answer. So, I threw that out to Carl about 3 or 4 hours ago. I said, hey, I've got an idea for the show today. That's usually how we do it. Morning of show, we talk for a minute or two. And I threw him the idea. He said, I love it because it really speaks to a very important broader question that I've been grappling with and that I want to talk about.
Okay, and on that note, I want to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to share that with you.
Sounds good.
But the gist of this whole discussion is all about something we've talked about before on previous shows. Start where you are. But how many of us really live it? I know I'm not living it. Maybe you're not either. Stay tuned. Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. You know, a wonderful thing happens when you start to hit that stride of training consistently, you know, week after week, month after month, and you start feeling really good, your workouts are going better and better and better, and something interesting happens, at least for me. I start adding movements. You know, I'm not as exhausted by the end of my workout, so I decided last month I was going to start doing abs every workout, and it's working out great. So no matter what I'm training, I'll jump on a crunch machine, I'll do inchworms and planks and stuff like that at the end of my workout. And I'm feeling really good lately, and I'm thinking that I have time to add something else. I have the mental energy where I feel like I want to add something else. It's not like it's being dictated to me. I'm very organic when it comes to my workouts. I've been doing this so long, and Brooks, you probably know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this so long, I know when it's time to start adding stuff in. I know when it's time to start backing off on the gas pedal. I know when it's time to start introducing new movements. But there's something different about me now. You know, I've got these aches and pains in my glutes and my hams and my legs. And probably from this whole lumbar compression, which is actually getting better, quite frankly. And I want to do something, but I'm not doing it because in order for me to do it, I'm going to have to do it in a way that I don't feel so comfortable. And let me explain. I want to start doing box step-ups. I'd really like to start doing them with a small barbell across my back because that's what I used to do. But I don't trust my legs right now with the pains. It's not that I don't have the strength. I mean, I'm pressing and squatting and doing all the things I've ever done before. But my stability is a little challenged because sometimes I'll get a really sharp pain and it will stop me from doing whatever I'm doing. And I don't want to be coming down off a box with a barbell on my back and get a pain that throws me off and boom, I collapse or fall. So I've been wanting to do the step ups for quite some time. This morning when I was exiting the gym, I saw a young girl, probably in her late 20s, early 30s, doing step-ups, but she had moved the box over to a railing, and she was holding onto the railing with her right hand when she was doing step-ups on one side. Then she went to the other side and held the railing with her left arm, her left hand, and did. And I thought, how brave she is. How brave she is. She knows she needs to do this, and she's doing it. And other people may look at her and go, oh, man, I can do step-ups. You know, I holding 50-pound dumbbells, and she's holding on to the railing. And it dawned on me, what's stopping me from doing what she's doing? Oh, I know. My ego. That I have to go and hold on to the railing and get these step-ups form down right before I start doing anything else. And I might have to do that for a month or two before I can do it without the railing. And a month or two of that before I can start adding weight. And I realized, I always preach, start where you are and move forward. But I'm not living it. I'm talking the talk, but I'm not walking the walk. The reality is that next time I go to the gym, I'm going to do the step-ups like the girl did. I'm going to hold on to the railing. And if you know what? If people look at me and go, oh, my God, he's got to hold on to the railing to do step-ups, that's fine. Because that's not where I'm going to be forever. That's where I am right now. How many of us, we say, oh, well, start where you are when someone asks us for advice. Just, if all you can do is do 10-pound dumbbells, just do 10. But how many of us don't follow our own advice? What do you think, Brooks?
Well, I think a lot of people fall into the trap of trying something new and going for a max because they want to know what they can do, how much they can lift, whatever. And it is an ego thing, and it's a very dangerous thing. It's one of the most common ways that people hurt themselves. And the reason is this. When you train, you condition your body. You condition your joints, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, your bones to take the stress of a particular movement. That's a very, very important concept to understand. To some degree, any exercises that you do, any kind of training, has a conditioning effect throughout the whole body. But it's much more limited than we think. And do you remember back when we were kids, they had the first Superstars competition on, I think, Wide World Sports or CBS Sports? They took 10 world-class athletes in different sports, and they put them together in a competition where they were doing things that, in many cases, they'd never done in their whole lives or they hadn't done since they were kids. Like they had, you know, swimmers who were lifting weights, long-distance runners who were shot putting or discus throwing. I remember they had famously the former heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman, was in the competition, and he was in a swimming event, and he dove into the pool and pretty much went straight to the bottom. I mean, it turned out, you know, he was one of the greatest boxers who ever lived, but he was a very poor swimmer. You know, and so it was really interesting to see different people who were extremely good at some things, but they were basically beginners at others. And you have to understand, you might be really, really good and really, really strong at exercises that you've been working on, training on, practicing. You've got the movement pattern down. You have the nervous system trained. You have your bone, muscle, joint, tendon, ligament, integrity for that particular movement, but it doesn't transfer to a different movement. And if you try to go too heavy too soon, you're really looking for problems. And in fact, simple example, Tommy Kona, Olympic gold medal winner in the Olympics in 1952, 1956, world champion in 53, 54, 55, 57, 58, 59, looked like he would be unbeatable in the 1960 Olympics. And he would have been the first three-time Olympic gold medal winner in weightlifting. But he was doing an exhibition in Dover, Pennsylvania for a bunch of Boy Scouts. He was showing them how to do weightlifting. And Carl, he was a squat style lifter.
Right.
He did squat style cleans and he did squat style snatches. And he was best in the world. I mean, he was a world and Olympic champion. But he thought, you know, these Boy Scouts need to know that you can also do split style snatches and split style cleans. So I'll go ahead and demonstrate those as well. So he has 135 pounds on the barbell, which for him was a warm-up weight. But remember, he was used to doing squat snatches.
Right.
He does a split style snatch and he blows out his knee.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, did I just go dead?
No, no. Well, I heard you say he blew out his knee. That was the last thing I heard.
Okay. He does a split-style snatch. He blows out his knee. This is before the days of arthroscopic surgery. It never gets better. And he takes the silver medal in the 1960 Olympics.
Man.
So it literally, more than likely, cost him his third gold medal. And it was all the result of going a little too heavy on something that he had not done for 10 or 15 years.
Right.
So there, and that's an Olympic and world champion. I mean, Carl, that illustrates your point perfectly.
You know, the reality is that we are all doing, we are all not doing things that we probably want to do. And the reason we're not doing them is because we would have to start at the beginner level. And, oh, that's not me. I've been into physical culture for 20 years. I'm not doing anything from a beginner's level. And I see people, quite frankly, I saw a guy that I know for a long time at the gym this morning. And I see him often, but this time I had a look at him from the back as I was approaching him. And I realized he's losing a lot of muscle. He's standing like an old man. He's losing a lot of muscle. He spends more time in the gym talking to people than he does training, but that's another issue. And I thought to myself, he's no longer challenging his body. He comes into the gym and does the same moves all the time, and he's not going to change because he can go heavy in those moves and look good and feed his ego. And his body desperately needs something new, but he's not going to do it. And I'm assuming he's not going to do it because in order for him to start changing his moves and changing the way he trains, he's going to have to start out really, really light and move up slowly. And we are all guilty of this. I am guilty of this. You know, it dawned on me when I saw that girl doing that on the box that I could do that too if I really want to start doing step-ups. And I need to start doing step-ups. I know I do. And so we are all probably guilty of this. And this is why it's so important. One time I said, the movement that you hate doing is the one you need to start doing the most. Because the reason you hate it is probably because it kicks your butt a little bit. And you don't want people to see you getting your butt kicked. You want to see people to see you heaving that weight. You want people to go, oh, man, look at that guy. Look at him. You know what? This is funny. I actually thought about having a T-shirt made. And I'm exposing my soft underbelly right now. Because I have a big ego. It's sitting right here behind me. I actually want to have a shirt made that said, I'm not this weak, this is my deload. Just in case I'm in the gym on a deload someday and somebody goes, that guy's rowing 135. Is that a joke? I mean, look how big he is. It's like, no, no, no. This is my deload. The only person who would think about doing that is somebody whose ego is getting the best of them. That's me. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. Physical Culture Radio. Search your own soul. Are you really walking the walk when you tell people, hey, start where you are and move forward? Are you avoiding doing things because you're going to look like a noob or a newbie doing those things? Well, maybe it's time to leave the ego home and move forward. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh, no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at Michael's. health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
My name is Hi, my name is
Welcome back.
My name is
Sadie.
What do you think of step-ups, Brooks? You think that this is a smart exercise?
No. I actually wrote an article about that that is published in the up or is going to be published in the upcoming issue of the Italian language version of Iron Man magazine, which I write for every issue. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Do you have to actually write it in Italian, or do they translate it for you?
I write in English, and they translate.
That's awesome.
I've also translated and published 3, 4, 5 of my books and 2 courses that I wrote back in the 90s.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
And then is it also called Iron Man Magazine in Italy? Is it called Iron Man Magazine?
It's called the Olympians Newsletter.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's basically, as I understand it, it's through some agreement with the Iron Man that's over here in the U.S., or at least it used to be. You know, the U.S. Iron Man was sold recently, so I'm not sure of the details. But, no, it's kind of fun, and they were actually talking about perhaps someday doing a seminar in Italy, which would be a lot of fun. We'd have to translate, but you know, we could work around that.
Yeah.
But back to your question. On the step ups, I am not a real big fan of unilateral leg exercises. That's a tongue twister. And the reason is, particularly for older trainees, if you ever slip or twist, there's a real good chance of blowing out your knee or blowing out your ankle, particularly if you're in a deep stretched or extended position. And if you do that as an older trainee, you're probably never going to come back from it. So there's that consideration, but there's a bigger consideration with the weighted step up, particularly if you have a barbell on your back. And you alluded to that. You were saying you didn't want to fall. Well, that's the problem, because if you have to do the exercise properly, you're supposed to maintain a vertical torso.
Right.
If you maintain a vertical torso and the weight is on your back, like a back squat, it really is going to be pulling you backwards.
Okay, so what if I use dumbbells like other people do and hold it at my side, like briefcases?
Dumbbells make it a much less efficient exercise because you almost always are going to start leaning forward, which ruins the effect of the exercise. I would just do regular barbell squats and regular front squats. And on the falling back thing, I know there are people listening and they're like, Brooks, you're crazy. That would never happen. It actually has happened. And if you fall backwards with a barbell on your back, and you land on the barbell, that means either your head, your neck, or some part of your spine is going to hit the barbell. And that means, you know, a concussion, a broken neck, broken spine, you may paralyze or kill yourself. And it actually has happened. It's a horribly dangerous exercise. So I'm throwing that one out. Everybody think about that and just think about whether that's really a necessary exercise to add your arsenal. I know it's popular, but maybe there are things that are as effective and safer.
Well, I do want to learn. I do want to return to doing step-ups. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for the exact reason that you said, because as we age, we tend to lose the ability to do those, the mobility, the flexibility, and the ability to do those. And I think it's really important to continue to be able to do those types of things. I will rethink the whole barbell on my back idea of it. I don't know. I'm trying to think where I could weight myself to increase the weight. I guess I could wear a weight vest or something similar to add some body weight to it, to add some weight to my body, to the movement, instead of the awkwardness of a barbell.
Yeah. I would throw out that you can probably, with muscular tension and controlling the speed of the movement,
mm-hmm.
you can probably get maximum benefit from that exercise without any additional weight.
Okay, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, if the exercise has some degree of inherent risk because you might slip or twist or fall, you know, you want your hands free. So why not do it? It's, you know, very similar to the way this young woman is doing it, and you can catch yourself if you need to. And really, you don't need the weight. Paul Anderson, who at one point in time was considered to be the strongest man in the world and was particularly known for his incredible feats of squatting. I mean, he was, you know, doing 1,000, 1,200 pounds back when, you know, everyone else was struggling to do 700 pounds. And he was doing reps with 800 pounds. People saw him do that at exhibitions many times. So he decided to do a somewhat similar movement. It was a one-legged squat, but what he did, he was on a high platform. And so he'd stand with his right leg on the platform, extend his left leg straight down, and without any additional weight, although remember, he weighed close to 400 pounds. Without any additional weight, he would go straight down and then straight up, doing essentially a one-legged squat.
He would use the other leg just to tether himself from falling over, just like put his toe on the ground, or?
I honestly don't know if he actually went all the way down to where he would touch the ground, because it's on a very high platform.
Right. Okay. Okay. So
the point was, instead of doing a one-legged squat with his leg extended in front of him like a pistol squat,
right,
he would have his leg hanging straight down, which for him was a very well-balanced position. Now remember, enormous man, enormous legs, massive hips. So there's a lot of counterweight and counterbalance when he's doing it that way. For him, it must have been a very good way to do the exercise in a safe fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I share that with you is he wrote an article in Iron Man. This was back in the 1960s. And he said that after doing that exercise, he measured his thighs and he had added 1 to 2 inches to the size of his thigh.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a man who's squatting over 1,000 pounds. So the benefits of a one-legged exercise can be very big without extra weight.
And without risking a fall or an injury.
Yeah. And, you know, figuring out a way to do a movement that is as safe as possible for you. That's a key. And I like what this woman was doing at the gym this morning, holding on with one hand. You know, that really adds the huge safety component, and it has a very minimal effect on how hard the exercise is.
Right.
Because you don't have to pull yourself up. All you do is you're just bracing yourself.
Right. You're just keeping yourself from toppling sideways or, you know, losing your balance. That's really all. It's just a safety mechanism. And chances are she could have done them without them, but she didn't feel ready to do them without them. And that's what made me think, you know, I could do that too. I could hold on to that railing and do step ups. I need to start doing it.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, the whole thing, you know, to your point earlier, this is kind of why we have adjustable weights at gyms. I mean, you know, when weightlifting started, they had great big globe barbells.
Yeah, it was one weight, and it was that weight all the time.
And everybody had to use the same weight, you know.
And even the ones that were shot-filled, it was a big labor to unfill or add shot to one of those barbells to change the weight. So it wasn't something you did the way we do, you know, add a plate, remove a plate.
Yeah, you know, and if all you had were a couple of shot-filled barbells or solid globe barbells and you couldn't adjust them, if you walked into a modern gym with a row of dumbbells, you know, row of kettlebells, adjustable plate loading barbells, machines that you can, you know, selectorized weight stack machines, you know, you would basically think that you had died and gone to heaven. And they're meant to be used by starting a movement, whether you're a beginner or whether you're doing something for the first time. You start light, you learn how to do it, and you go up in weight gradually and progressively.
So you write this article, and so have you, and you, as you pointed out, you have just written about smart exercises. So what are some other smart exercises? Maybe we should take a break now and come back and talk about that.
Okay, sure.
So let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll find out what Brooks Kubik's short list of smart exercises are. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. Visit Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today. We'll be right back.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookskubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for or Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have.
Welcome back. Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson and U2. This is a great mashup. Listen. I do have the best music in the podcast industry. I'm sorry.
You did.
I got to pat myself on the back. I really do. Okay. Time to freshen up the music library, too. I'm going to have to get to work on creating some new mashups. All right, so what are smart exercises, Brooks?
Well, I think the better question is, what are dumb exercises?
Bosu ball squats.
Well, I guess you've been keeping up with the Dinosaur Training blog. I wrote a blog piece earlier this week. It's titled "A Word of Warning" or "An Important Warning from Doug Hepburn," and I wrote it because I picked up an old course that Hepburn wrote. And I was flipping through it, and I noticed a section on injuries and injury prevention. And he says in real big letters, don't do foolish and dangerous exercises. And, you know, I thought to myself, boy, if you wrote that back in the 1950s or 1960s, and that was the advice you were giving, what in the world would you think about what people are doing nowadays?
Yeah, really.
You know, so for example, doing squats on a Bosu or the famous squat on a stability ball. And by that I mean, you know, the internet photo of someone doing a back squat with a barbell on their shoulders, a light barbell, yes, but still, it's a barbell on their shoulders. They're standing on a stability ball. And they're doing a squat. And it looks great on social media, and they get a million likes and shares and, you know, all kinds of internet attention. But it's stupid. It's not the purpose of a squat. You don't try to load your back, your hips, your legs, the strongest muscle groups in your body. You don't load those and then deliberately stand on a non-solid, unbalanced, moving, unstable surface. You're going to hurt yourself if you do that. It's dumb.
Could you imagine if OSHA was required to start to set standards for safety in public gyms? And the first thing that they would do is say, you know, you can't do that stuff on the stability ball anymore.
Well, yeah, and we ought to do a show sometime about, you know, the federal government and Big Brother, you know, trying to get into strength training, physical training, working out, and regulate everything. But that's another show. The point is that's what Hepburn would call a foolish exercise, a dangerous foolish exercise that has either no benefit or minimal benefit, and a huge potential for a devastating, possibly career-ending injury. So why do it? Another example, you often see people doing a one-arm standing military press or side press with a barbell. Not a heavy barbell, but a barbell. And the problem with that is a long barbell can twist and torque in your hands as you're pressing it. And unless you really know what you're doing, it's going to twist a little bit to one side or another. It's going to rotate. And that's going to put enormous strain on your shoulder joint and quite likely end up hurting your shoulder. And in fact, in the old days when they did the one-arm clean and jerk with a barbell and the one-arm snatch with a barbell, particularly the one-arm clean and jerk, as part of the competitive lifts, they had a lot of lifters who ended up with shoulder problems and shoulder injuries as a result of doing that. And their shoulders improved when they dropped those one-handed barbell lifts, particularly the one-arm clean and jerk, from the competition. There's nothing wrong with a one-arm press or one-arm side press, but it works better with a dumbbell or with a kettlebell. It's not as good with a barbell. Mm-hmm. So that's an example of pick the right tool. Another very simple example is a real popular one, and we're going to get hate mail about this, but you see this one all the time. People jumping up onto a platform. You know, the
oh, yeah, they leap, the high jump. They stand still and they jump up on it, yeah.
Okay, right. And you see that all the time, but what people do to make it more difficult, they start increasing how high you have to jump. They run out of platform, so they start putting plates on top of the platform. So you've got a platform with 2, 4, 5, 6, however many rubber bumper Olympic lifting plates stacked on top of each other, and you're supposed to jump on that. Well, that does make the exercise more difficult and more challenging, but it also creates an enormous risk potential for injury.
Right.
And again, you know, if you slip, if something happens when you land on that top plate, it's a long ways down. And again, if you hurt yourself just one time, that may be all it takes. And ankles and knees don't heal very well. So, you know, so it's like, why do that? You know, why not make the exercise? If you're going to do those, make the exercise more difficult by doing more reps, by standing further away, by doing them on some kind of pace over a certain period of time. I mean, there's lots of different ways to make the exercise demanding. You can even do them after doing a set of squats, right?
Yeah.
You pre-exhaust with squats, and then you do your box jump. Yeah, you know, so there's things you can do that are safer, but creating an uneven, unstable surface to land on is not a good idea. You know, so those are examples. It's partly equipment. It's partly just kind of thinking what might go wrong and what can I do to make sure it doesn't. You know, simple things like that turn good exercises into bad exercises. And there's one more. I know we have hardly.
No. We can go long. It's just us at the end of the show.
There's one more thing that I ought to throw out. A lot of gyms have a setup for deadlifting or Olympic lifting or, you know, standing presses or whatever, where people stand in rows, so you have someone in front of you doing the exercise and someone behind you doing the exercise.
Yeah, so it's called the if I fall down, we all fall down domino trick.
Yeah, or if I slip and fall, or if I step backwards to regain my balance, for example, with an overhead lift,
mm-hmm.
If there's a barbell behind me that someone's put down because they've finished their set, again, that can be a really bad problem. You know, you never want to go backwards or forwards, but, you know, particularly backwards. You never want to go backwards in a gym and step on someone else's piece of equipment. So particularly for people who run gyms that have classes, for personal trainers who might be training several people at one time, you really need to look to the space that people are using and make sure that everybody has a safe space to train.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, there's a problem. I was on vacation once and I was in a gym where I was doing squat snatches, and I was in an area that was my space to do squat snatches, and someone came over and started and lay down close enough that if I missed a lift, the bar was going to hit them. Close enough to me, got down and started doing stretching exercises.
Was there no other room around you for them to move somewhere else, or did they just want to be close to you, you think?
There was room. They just, for whatever reason, they came over to my spot. There were actually two people, and they were just, you know, stretching and talking. And I was like, I refuse to do another lift, because if I have a bar overhead and it goes down and they're underneath it, that's devastating. That's potentially catastrophic. I'm just not doing it. And I ended up just saying, okay, I'm done, and I left.
So you just, why wouldn't you just say to the person, you may want to move. Occasionally I have to drop the bar, and it's going to be dropped on you. Why not just say that?
Quite frankly, at that point, I was saying, you know what? If this is the way it is.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here.
I'm not supposed to be here. I'm done.
You know, I want to do a show on gym etiquette.
Well, that would be a good one.
I want to do a show on gym etiquette. Maybe the next show we do, we can actually do a show on gym etiquette, because I don't think people get gym etiquette. Now, I'm sure that the majority of people in our audience do get it, because we take this so seriously that we pride ourselves on being good coworkers. You know, we make room for other people. I don't sit on machines. I don't own the machine for 15 minutes, so I don't just sit there. When someone asks me, can they work in? I'm always, yes, absolutely, you know, and I'll even reset the weight each time I'm done. You know, there's a whole list of gym etiquette things that we really need to talk about, and that every person who goes to the gym needs to hear. That's going to take an entire hour, but we'll do that next time. How's that sound?
Yeah, that would make a good show.
So we actually have our next show picked out already. Okay. So with that, being the end of this show, you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to say everybody now knows that when we say we really don't plan these shows out, we mean it, because we just, you know, that's as much planning as we'll do for next week.
I you know what? It's funny. I was at the gym training this morning. Brooks called me. I couldn't take the call because I was busy training. And then he called me a second time, and I was just getting out of the shower. I took the call. He's like, hey, what do you want to talk about today? And I said, well, what's going on with your blog? And he told me about this. And don't forget, you have to guess whose workout that was, the very first workout. This is obviously somebody who went on to be a big name in the iron game. An email to info@brookscubic.com if you want to enter to win Legacy of Iron book. I'm sure it'll be signed too. Or send it to onair@superhumanradio.com if you want to win two boxes of Live On Labs lipospheric vitamin C. Brooks told me that, and I said, you know, that fits nicely into something that I've been thinking about, because I had just seen that girl doing the step-ups and thinking, why couldn't I do that? I can do that, but I feel, you know, ashamed to do that. My ego is in the way. Mm-hmm. And that's when the show materialized. So you're right. We don't plan these shows at all. No. They happen spontaneously. So there you go. All right, listen. And on that note, I'm going to end with Willie Nelson's song. Brooks, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Hey, sounds good, Carl. Take care.
Okay, and we will see everybody. I'm off tomorrow because I'm traveling to Montana. But we will be on the air Friday from All American Pharmaceuticals headquarters in Montana. Both Elisa and I will be there. So that means that it's not just Good Friday, it's Great Friday. So tune in for Casual Friday. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening to me.